This is the January 16 and 17, 2020 meeting of the Game Fish and Parks Commission here in Pierre, South Dakota. We'll begin with the conflict of interest, but I should also remind everybody, if you want to speak today, which we hope you do, you should sign in. Rachel has the sheets over here, and it'll help make us more efficient if you just sign up in advance. So thanks for doing that. Now is the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract, as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract, as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission discussion and vote on the conflict. Are there any conflicts to be disclosed? Seeing none, we'll move on to the second item on the agenda, which is approval of minutes. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
There's any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Number three is additional commissioner salary days. Commissioner Olson.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I don't have any, but I would like to move that we allow for Commissioner Boyd to have an extra commissioner days for all of the correspondence she does on behalf of us. I know it's daunting and she would never ask for it, and I don't think it's going to make or break her or the state to pay her for one extra day for all the hours she puts in on our behalf, but I certainly appreciate all the work she does, and if it's a small token to give her that, I would sure hope somebody would second that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion on that motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed?
I feel like I should abstain from that vote.
I don't know. So I will claim four for the WAFWA and then one for meetings with Governor and the Elk and Issue and others. And Travis was at the WAFWA meeting, and so we should probably include the same four for him. Any others that should want to be claimed or should be claimed? If not, then we'll need a motion to approve those. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries.
Yes,
our new commissioner, Chuck Spring, is here. Welcome. We're happy to have you here, and we hope you come back tomorrow after being here today. So would you like to say hello and introduce yourself a bit?
I'm just a rancher from Western South Dakota near Union Center. Lifetime at it. Glad that I was able to serve at this point, and hopefully I can do a good job for everybody.
Great. Well, welcome again, and I know we'll go around the table the next time. I'm going to give everybody a little time to get prepared, so the next time we meet, we can all give a little introduction of who we are and what we're doing and maybe why we're doing it. I don't know. We'll see how that goes, but anyway, welcome and thanks for agreeing to serve here with us. That takes us to number four, which is election of officers. So we need to elect officers. Commissioner Boyd.
Thank you. Commissioner Boyd from Yankton here. I'm not sure if I need to do this in the form of a nomination or a motion, but I'll start as a nomination and put forth Commissioner Gary Jensen for chair for a follow-up year. And since we probably won't be able to keep him forever, I would nominate Commissioner Russ Olson as vice chair.
Any other nominations? Any other nominations? If not, all in favor, I guess, of that slate of officers, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we'll move forward. So we're gonna move five till tomorrow.